I'm just back from a trip to Austin, Texas. And one of the things you can't miss in Austin is how many electric scooters there are from several startup companies. They're like bike share programs, but instead of bicycles, you rent a dockless electric scooter and drop it off wherever you want. In downtown Austin, we found one couple riding a scooter together, two people on one scooter.
So you just go here and you scan the QR code. And then you just go.
That's Marisleen Soares. She and Ewan Toby were visiting from Detroit. It was 101 degrees.
It's too hot to walk. So
yeah.
With that, we've been everywhere just like riding the scooter. So.
Weather, yeah, it's pretty hot here. So, yeah, we don't want to like walk around. It's just using the scooters to go everywhere.
We've talked about the problems these dockless scooters cause in many cities. They clog up the sidewalks. In Austin, they're also upsetting some Uber drivers, like Paul Christian, an actor who drives for Uber on the side. He took us for a ride.
You know, honestly, like, they're kind of cool, I guess. But at the same time, I see a lot of people doing some unsafe driving habits when they're on those scooters, like going the wrong way on one-way streets, running through stop signs, red lights. And I'm just kind of worried that someone might have an accident later, especially because I see them a lot downtown. And that's where people are drinking. And I just don't know if alcohol and scooters is a good combination.
You see a lot of people drinking and then getting on a scooter?
Possibly, yeah. I can't really give them a breathalyzer test, but...
It looks like that to you.
Well, when it's late on a Friday or Saturday night and they're on a scooter, you know, one can only assume.
Do they get in your way as somebody who's driving for a living?
They kind of do from time to time, but I'm pretty aware of my... surroundings, so I haven't hit one yet.
What do you think they do to your business?
I'd say it probably cuts down on my business a little bit. They are kind of competition, but at the same time, I stay busy enough as it is. I'm usually not waiting around for a rider for too long, so it's not too bad.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there is. And I don't really get it, you know, because like it's really hot outside.
Like, why would somebody want to be not in a car, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got a nice air-conditioned Uber with leather seats, or you got a scooter.
This is also the city that Uber actually left for a while. Uber and Lyft left for a while because the city wanted them to fingerprint their drivers. And now they're back. So what did you have to do as a background check to be an Uber driver?
Well, basically, I just had to give them my social security number, and I guess they have their own kind of... third-party background check that they do, so I came out clean, you know, because I haven't done any felonies, so it was all good.
It's all good. No felonies for you, but it wasn't a long process.
It took about maybe like a week and a half, yeah.
Do you feel like your riders ever feel that they're unsafe getting into an Uber?
Well, no, but I don't think I'm a very intimidating guy, so, you know, I'm pretty friendly, dude.
Are you worried about them?
It has crossed my mind, but, you know, we got a part of one of the functions of the app is that I can share my ride with someone that I trust. So usually whenever I'm about to start the workday, I'll just put the share function on and just at least someone knows where I'm at whenever I have someone in the car.
Have you ever had somebody get in the car that you're worried about what they might do?
Not really. I've been pretty lucky. Everyone's so far been 5-star passengers.
Everyone.
Everyone.
You've never given a passenger a lower than 5-star rating?
I have not.
What made you decide to start driving for Uber in the first place?
Well, you know, I just really like the business model. I think it represents freedom to a lot of people. You know, I'm a creative type, so I need to have my schedule flexible. I didn't really want to work for corporate America, and this allows me to kind of pay the bills while I'm also pursuing my bigger goals.
What would you say is the biggest challenge of being an Uber driver?
It's the fact that I'm putting a ton of miles and wear and tear on my car, which is a very quickly depreciating asset. And it's a new car right now, so I'm not super worried about it.
We just see two scooters riding
three
by.
Three scooters.
Three scooters riding by right in the street here. Is that that's what they're supposed to do?
I guess. I don't see anyone pulling them over, so.
So the biggest challenge you would say is just putting miles on your car.
Yeah, because it's my car. It's not Uber's car. They're not going to replace it whenever something bad happens to it.
How long do you think you'll keep doing this?
As long as it takes until I get rich and YouTube famous.
As an actor, and you're also doing real estate on the side.
Yes, I also help people with residential real estate on the side.
It's a lot of jobs for one person.
Well, you know, it's the gig economy. It's kind of where we're at in this country, especially for a lot of millennials out there.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
You think you'll stay in Austin?
No, actually, I'm planning to move to probably Los Angeles sometime in the next year.
Make it big in Hollywood.
That's the dream. Keeping the dream alive.
Well, good luck in Hollywood.
I appreciate it.
That's Paul Christian in Austin. He wants you to see his YouTube page so he can stop driving for Uber. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org.
They are so laid back there in Austin.
They're so chill in Austin. By the way, I took a ride on a scooter, Robin.
Oh.
There's a video pictures. Of that, too, at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
You better have worn a helmet. I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.